Hello, everybody. I am Bill Buckmaster. Welcome to the Buckmaster Show. It's a Tuesday, September the 18th, 2012, home of our program, AM 1030 KVOI, Tucson's Intelligent Voice. We're live streaming the show on my website, buckmastershow.com, and at kvoi.com. And you can hear our program anytime, anywhere in the world by visiting buckmastershow.com. TucsonSentinel.com posts our program, TucsonCitizen.com as well, and GVNews.com. That's the website for the Green Valley News and Sahorita Sun. They have a link on their homepage to the Buckmaster Show. And we launched this edition with a conversation with Pima County Sheriff Clarence Dubnyk. 20 minutes past the hour, certified financial planner Shelley Fishman will be along with the Tuesday Moneymaker Report. Shell's got kind of, half smile. That means the market's kind of flat, I guess, today. 30 minutes past the hour, our legislative candidate series continues. We're trying to introduce you to as many of the state legislative candidates from the Tucson area as possible. Up to the plate today will be State Senator Steve Smith. He's a Republican candidate for state legislature in District 11. That's a three-way race with the top two vote getters going to the Capitol in January. Then we'll close out the show. So much going on. Seems like when the weather gets cool, people want to do things here in Tucson concerning the arts. We'll hear all about it from our arts contributor, Margaret Regan. She is also the arts editor for the Tucson Weekly. Now let's welcome Sheriff Clarence Dubnyk. He is involved now with his eighth election. He was appointed, actually, to the head of the Sheriff's Department in February of 1980. He oversees more than 1,500 employees with a budget of $118 million. Sheriff Dubnyk, good to see you.
Hey, thanks for inviting me.
Why should folks reelect you to an eighth four-year term?
Well, I think the most important thing the sheriff does is runs the sheriff's department, like the chief of police runs the police department. And that's an extremely important position in government. The sheriff has, as a matter of fact, more power than the chief of police because he doesn't work for elected officials. So the sheriff has a lot more authority, a lot more responsibility. We do things that the police departments don't have to do. For example, we have a fairly large civil division, which serves all the civil process, collects delinquent taxes and things of that nature. Plus, we're spread out over 10,000 square miles.
Huge area.
And we have two towns that are unincorporated, Green Valley and Ajo. And Green Valley is a pretty large community. As a matter of fact, we have twice as many people that we're responsible for in Pima County in the unincorporated areas than Maricopa County. Twice as many people we have. So it's a very responsible position. And when I took the job 32 years ago, Pima County Sheriff's Department was nothing that we were very proud of. As a matter of fact, a few years before, the sheriff and most of his top commanders were indicted. And the organization was replete with political hacks and crooks. And we have worked diligently for 30-some years now to turn that department into what I consider a department of excellence in every respect. We took an organization that had no systems, that was hiring incompetent people, and we've completely turned that around. For the last 30 years, we've been hiring nothing but quality people, and now the organization is replete with them, and they do a fantastic job, and I'm very proud of them.
Your opponent, Mark Napier, says that you're not visible enough, and he wants to rebuild the image of the Pima County Sheriff's Department, and he'd like better relations with the chiefs of police.
Well, the fact of the matter is that I interact regularly with almost all of the law enforcement heads in this county, especially the federal heads as well. We have combined many of the activities that we do into joint operations. We have a joint operation with our SWAT teams, for example. We have a regional SWAT team. After about 5 years of work, We created what is now known as CNA, the Counter Narcotics Alliance, which involves federal, state, and local officers. We created that, and we've 8 years ago went to the voters and asked for a bond that would allow us to combine all of public safety in Pima County in one radio system, which was the biggest recommendation that was made after 9/11 in New York City. That program is going to be finally completed partially in 1 month, and the rest of it's going to be completed next February.
Now, what do you regret anything that you have said during this past term? Your opponents in the primary and then Mr. Napier have pointed out that they're very upset with what you said on the day of the Gifford shooting. They're upset about your stance on SB 1070. So let me ask you, do you regret anything you've said?
Well, let me say this. I didn't say anything that I wouldn't say again today. I firmly believed what I said. I was obviously on the 8th of January, I was overcome with emotion because two of my close friends were victims in that incident. But what I said, I really believed. I believe that bigotry has taken, I'm not sure what it is they're upset about that I said. Are they complaining about the bigotry or what? Let me say that from a law enforcement standpoint, we had over 30 agencies present at that, and we've received awards, and our people are going all over the country demonstrating the response because it was so outstanding. I'm just so proud of how we do business here in this community as a law enforcement community, especially our department.
And as far as SB 1070?
Well, SB 1070 needs a little explanation. Because when Senate Bill 1070 first came out, and the reason that I was so vociferous in my criticism is because it would force law enforcement officers to profile. What it did essentially was put a target on the back of every Hispanic in this state and anybody who looked like a Hispanic. So after several days, the legislature, realizing that all hell was breaking loose, met and took out the clause that was causing all the problem. Now we only have to do that if we have have a lawful stop to begin with. We can't cops are taught to profile behavior, not people. And that law, when it first came out, forced us to profile people.
We had a call. Lori wanted to know, you're doing a public event tonight, right?
That's correct.
Yeah. Can you tell the public about that?
Well, they're at Picture Rocks Community is having a candidates forum night tonight where they've invited all – well, I don't know if they've invited all the candidates to appear tonight, but the sheriffs are candidates are ones that are invited, and it's at 7 o'clock at Picture Rocks.
So Sheriff Dupnik will be there with Mark Napier at that public event at Picture Rocks tonight.
And Mr. Croteau.
And Croteau will also be there, and we're also hoping to have you and Mr. Napier and probably Mr. Croteau as well, and we're looking at middle of October for an event right here on the Buckmaster Show for a half an hour so we can talk about these issues. So generally speaking, what you have heard from during the primary and from Mr. Napier, is there something that you feel is just really blatantly not true that you would like to clarify the record right here on?
Well, yeah, if they were making criticisms such as that we were incompetent or that we were corrupt in some fashion or there were scandals that I need to justify and explain, I would be concerned. But I have heard nothing of substance during this campaign from anybody.
One of the complaints was the interoperability, so the departments can all communicate together. How is that coming along?
Well, that project has been 8 years in the making. As a matter of fact, we started it without – as a matter of fact, we had resistance from the city of Tucson for that program. As you may remember, that there were two council people who didn't get reelected, and that was one of the reasons. September the 11th in 2001 was the impetus for that program. Well, the big complaint that they had in New York City on 9/11 was that the firemen couldn't even communicate with each other, and that nobody could communicate, the police couldn't communicate with the fire, and so on and so forth. And the biggest recommendation that came out of that was an interoperability system for everybody in a given area. And so 8 years ago, I went to the people, and they said yes for a bond proposal to make a radio system that would allow all public safety people in Pima County to communicate on the same system. It's been a very difficult process. It's a very complex process, but most of it is going to be completed in about a month, and the rest of it is going to be completed in about 6 months.
It would have really helped on that horrible day in January in the Gifford shooting too, wouldn't it?
It certainly would have. It's really unfortunate what happened, but the good news is that the gentleman was, I say gentleman, I'm talking about our friend Loeffner, was caught almost immediately. Well, he was caught immediately by bystanders, and so it wasn't a case of where we had to have a major manhunt or so forth to go look for him.
And thanks for reminding me, our producer, Rose. We did have a Facebook question for the sheriff. This is from our friend Joe Dreyfus, who does the visit here on 5 o'clock Sunday afternoon on KVOI. And he asks me to ask the sheriff, why do we only have one deputy that investigates identity theft, and why does the SO.prosecutor investigate if the theft is under $2,000? He's had some personal experience in a very difficult situation.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with the under 2,000 part of it, but let me say this about that. You know, one of the most difficult tasks our managers at the upper levels have to do is we have so few resources. We have 1.43 officers for every 1,000 people. That is about 175 fewer people than the national average. And so we have to pick and choose how we're going to do business. And some people are going to say, well, you only have 8 people assigned to homicides, and that's a drop in the bucket. Or you only have so many people assigned to sex crimes, or so many people assigned to such and such. You know, I think we're lucky to be able to have one person, even though that's a very serious problem, and I don't deny that.
Sheriff Dubnik, thank you very much for being with us. We'll look forward to having you and your opponents with us in mid-October here on the Buckmaster Show, and you're also going to be at the Picture Rocks. Is that a
community center?
Community center tonight for a candidate forum event. Sheriff, thanks for being with us. Good to see you.
My pleasure.
Okay, thanks a lot.
From antique to contemporary, Persia to Pakistan, Tibet to Turkey, Karimi Oriental Rugs brings the world to Tucson at the corner of East Fort Lowell and Dodge. Owner-operator Amir Karimi personally selects the world's finest exquisite hand-woven rugs. Sale, purchases, wash, repair, restore, and appraise. KarimiOrientalRugs.com.
Inside Pyramid Federal Credit Union, customer service is what we do. Outside, community service is who we are. Inside, we help generations achieve their financial goals. Outside, we help those in need. We reach out to our members. We reach out to our community. Because Pyramid Federal Credit Union is passionate about one thing: people. Pyramid Federal Credit Union. Improve your financial life.
The RTA, delivering our promise to you during the past 5 years, completing over 400 projects, including 5 major roadways. Projects underway include the modern streetcar in downtown Tucson, Cold Road Extension to Sabino Canyon Road, and Speedway from Camino Seco to Houghton. Please watch for workers and obey all traffic signs. Your tax dollars create jobs and make travel in our region faster and safer. The RTA, delivering our promise to you.
My name is Mark Layton, and I'm the IT guy over at O'Neill Printing. In order to serve my Tucson clients, I've got to be able to quickly receive files up to 10 gigs in size. That's why we made the switch to Cox Business. We used to have an internet connection that could barely handle more than 2 file uploads at a time. With Cox Business, our connection is 10 times faster, and our bill is 40% less. Now that's what I call a no-brainer.
Get to know the business side of Cox at coxbusinessaz.com.
There are a million people in metropolitan Tucson, and they have a million stories to tell. That's why there is TucsonCitizen.com, the voice of Tucson. Nearly 100 citizen journalists and bloggers, including the Buckmaster Show, report the news and provide perspective, opinion, and information about everything from local politics to the Arizona Wildcats. Visit TucsonCitizen.com today to read what you can't find in traditional media or to contact us to add your voice to the voice of Tucson, TucsonCitizen.com.
Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley is one of Southern Arizona's crown jewels. You will find that the services and amenities offered at Splendido rival those of a fine resort. But what sets Splendido apart is a continuum of health care that allows for a full life today, knowing tomorrow is secure. As a true continuing care retirement community, Splendido offers priority access to on-site assisted living, skilled nursing, and memory support care if ever needed. Find out more at SplendidoTucson.com.
For more than 40 years, Pima Community College has helped our neighbors realize their dreams, prepare for meaningful employment, improve their quality of life, and build a better community. We haven't done it alone. Your continuing investment in education has made it possible for us to prepare hundreds of thousands of Southern Arizonans for jobs. Today's PCC students will be tomorrow's firefighters, nurses, police officers, teachers, and small business owners, the backbone of a smart, thriving Tucson and Pima County. Our region has not been immune to the unprecedented economic challenges of the past few years. During this time, PCC has prided itself on offering crucial programs and services at an extremely affordable price. We remain one of Arizona's best education bargains. With your ongoing support, we look forward to embarking on new directions and building new community connections that ensure the people of Pima County will prosper today and in the future. For more information, contact us at 206-4500 or visit us at pima.edu. Pima Community College, developing our community through learning.
Shelley Fishman, CFP, is a financial services professional located at Pyramid Federal Credit Union. The opinions voiced on this program segment are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your financial advisor or tax advisor prior to investing.
Welcome to the Buckmaster Show, our Tuesday Moneymaker Report, and I can make a recommendation, always do. Shelley Fishman, Certified Financial Planner. Shell, how are you today?
I am well, Bill. How are you?
Doing real well. I was looking at, before I came over, to some of these year-to-date numbers. The Dow looks really good for the year.
Yeah, the Dow is up over 11% for the year. The S&P is up over 16%. The NASDAQ's up 22 and change. So we've had a really good year so far. If I've got to be wrong, I'd rather be wrong in this direction.
But we still have quite a bit of time here in this year, and your prediction was around
6% on the Dow.
6%. I mean, yeah, we may have some erosion as we go to the toward the end of the year.
Well, we still have a bunch of junk that's creating headwinds for us, the so-called fiscal cliff. That nobody seems
is
willing
looming.
To, yeah, really, you know, take responsibility for. There's beginning to be some talk about some activity during the lame duck session that could grab a hold of some of this. But whichever way the election goes, mm-hmm. We're going to have divided government, and I think that's almost a certainty. And given that, we're just going to have to see our elected leaders find a way to work together They've passed a continuing resolution, I guess, that's going to keep the government going until March. And during that period of time, we'll have uncertainty about what the outcome is. And uncertainty, of course, is never our friend as investors. But at least we'll have some breathing room to fix some of these problems, even if they get fixed retroactively.
The Fed made their decision last week. Last week at this time we were talking, we were talking about the other shoe to drop, and then there were some developments in Europe that we were waiting on. When everything is said and done,
everything kind of worked out. You know, the stars aligned exactly right. The European Central Bank made a decision to buy euro bonds, to buy the bank bonds of the countries that are in trouble. They have some conditions that have been attached to that, but nevertheless, that decision, it was followed the next day by a decision by the German Supreme Court to allow German participation in that salvage plan. And then what we had last week with the Fed essentially saying they will do what they need to do for as long as it takes to make sure that the economy is sufficiently stimulated. And the first thing they're going to do is buy mortgage bonds, again, as long as it takes to keep long-term interest rates low.
And the market liked that.
The market liked all of it. Putting it together, you know, we had some really wonderful days last week. And interestingly, those days held on Friday, yesterday, and today. We haven't had big upticks, but we haven't had a retrenchment either, even though there could be some excuses for that. For instance, it seems like third quarter corporate profits in the U.S. are going to be somewhat problematic, as we talked about. Though manufacturing seems to have done well in the second quarter, and our balance of payments has improved. So it's this continuing slow slog toward a normal economy, which is probably what we should have expected all along.
Shelley Fishman is with us, Tuesday Moneymaker Report here on the Buckmaster Show. Shelley, certified financial planner. What are you hearing about tax policy? I know a lot of people's eyes glaze over. It's certainly important. What's some of your thoughts on that?
Well, you know, my clients ask me all the time, what's going to happen? What is the election going to result in? And how is that going to affect my investments? And a big part of that, because it's a big part of this whole fiscal cliff, is tax policy. And so the question is, do tax cuts create an environment in which the economy will grow faster than not having tax cuts? As you know, there's a generally held misbelief out there that somehow the Republicans do a better job for the economy than Democrats do. Well, the numbers just don't substantiate that. As we've said since 1952, we've had twice the gains in the stock market, the gains in the stock market under Democratic presidents
It's
just a perception.
The reality doesn't back up
exactly.
The perception, does it?
9 out of the 11 recessions since 1952 have been under Republican administrations. Now we have a report reported on Sunday in the New York Times by the head of the New York Times Washington Bureau that actually did a study that took a look at tax cuts and what effect tax cuts had on GDP growth. Well, it turns out every time we do a tax cut, GDP growth stops or virtually stops. And when we have tax increases, it goes up again. Now, you can argue, as the Republicans will, and probably with some accuracy, that there is no particular cause and effect that you can prove. But this is going as far back as 1950. So there's some trend stuff there that indicates that there's a delinkage between tax policy and GDP growth. We know, for instance, in 1993, we had the Clinton tax increases, and it ushered in a decade of the fastest growth we've ever had. Now, again, you can argue that the stars were aligned for Clinton. We had the high-tech stuff. Sure, you can argue all of this, but when you look at the numbers, there doesn't seem to be any direct correlation. There seems to be a direct correlation, but even if you say there's not, then the best you could say on the Republican side is that tax cuts can't be shown to be a cure-all for the economy. And that, if we say that, then,
yeah, that's factual right there.
Right.
Shelly Fishman, good to see you. Where can folks get a hold of you?
795-7950 is my phone number at Pyramid Federal Credit Union. They can
have a
link to the website.
Buckmastershow.com. Link to Shelly is an easy way to get a hold of him. And Shelly does return phone calls and emails in prompt fashion. I don't know when this guy ever sleeps. Shell, have a great week.
You too, Bill.
Thanks a lot.
The opinions voiced in this program segment are for general information only and are not necessarily those of LPL Financial, Pyramid Federal Credit Union, or this station. Shelly Fishman, CFP, is a financial planner located at Pyramid Federal Credit Union. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Insurance products offered through LPL Financial or its licensed affiliates. Investment and insurance products are not NCUA insured, not credit union guaranteed, and may lose value.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Mitt Romney's running mate Paul Ryan is promising today that the two will put Americans back to work instead of encouraging dependency on the government. The White House says it doesn't have any indication that last week's deadly attack on the U.S. consulate in Benghazi, Libya, was premeditated. But White House spokesman Jay Carney says the matter is still under investigation and that assessment is subject to change. NATO's top official says the transition of security responsibilities in Afghanistan will continue unchanged, despite the alliance's decision to scale back joint operations with the Afghan army and police. Wall Street, the Dow is up about 3 points at 13,556. The NASDAQ trading 4 points lower, while the S&P is off 3 points. More details at srnnews.com.
Let Karimi Oriental Rugs keep your valuable rugs looking like new with Arizona's finest cleaning, repair, and restoration. Karimi specializes in restoring antique, silk, and Navajo rugs with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Stop by Karimi Oriental Rugs at East Fort Lowland Dodge and say hello to owner-operator Amir Karimi. Sale, purchase, wash, repair, restore, and appraise. It's KarimiOrientalRugs.com.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Dragonfly Village is in the midst of a capital campaign to build a 12-building village on a portion of the Amity Foundation's Circle Tree Ranch to reunite children in need with their families. Upon completion, the village will have housing for 100 families annually. Please be a part of making the Dragonfly Village dream a reality. Find out more at dragonflyvillage.org. That's dragonflyvillage.org.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soup, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley. As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com.
Why should you fly out of TIA? Easy. Do the math. First, airfares are extremely competitive, so you won't spend more on your tickets. Second, you'll save at least 4 hours of your precious time not to mention a bunch of money on gas. Third, covered parking right by the terminal is only $9 a day. And fourth, TIA offers daily nonstop service to many of your favorite destinations. So, what does it all add up to? Easy. Fly TIA. It's the way to go.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. I am Bill Buckmaster on AM 1030 KVOI, The Voice. And this portion of Buckmaster brought to you by Silver City, Grant County, New Mexico. There's a lot going on over in Silver City this fall, including this weekend, Saturday and Sunday at historic Fort Baird, that's just east of Silver City, celebrating its Civil War history at Fort Baird with tours and speakers. For more information, go to Fort Baird, that's BAYARD.org. Lots of places to stay, including Ridge Park RV Park, Buckhorn RV Park, and Lake Roberts Motel. More information also at southwestnewmexico.org. Well, between now and the fall elections, after all, early voting begins in just a few weeks. We are doing our best to introduce you, the Buckmaster Show listener, to as many of the state legislative candidates as possible from our area. This afternoon, we are spotlighting the House of Representatives' three-way battle for two seats in District 11. The two Republicans, State Senator Steve Smith, who stepped down from the Senate and is now running for the House in order to avoid a primary battle with State Senator Al Melvin. The other Republican in the race is Adam Quasman. And on the Democratic side, there is one candidate, political newcomer David Joseph. Joining us on the Buckmaster Show live line, Steve Smith, Republican from the community of Maricopa. Senator Smith, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing great, Bill. How about yourself?
Doing real well. How about an update? How's the campaign going for you so far?
Oh, campaign's going great. A lot of great response, and you know, we're getting used to the new district here. You know, as you just touched on, we got all redistricted into new seats, and because of it, yes, you know, Senator Al Melvin and myself got put together, and Al and I are good friends, and we think a lot alike, and it just made he was a senior senator now in this new district, so. Out of respect to him and his seniority, I decided to move over here because we need us both back, to be honest with you. So campaign's going great, though.
Tell me about this District 11. You're up in Maricopa. I mean, it's a large district, isn't it?
It is. You know, currently now I represent the largest district in the state, which is essentially all of Pinal County east to west. Then after the redistricting, they cut me off basically at my city of Maricopa, and they pushed me 2 hours south, you know, towards Marana and Saddlebrook, and you know, and those areas. So it's you got to scratch your head about why and how this happened. But hey, it is what it is, and I'm excited to be in the district. Met a lot of great people so far, and just excited to keep going out and meeting them.
You had there was a question and answer piece with you in the Arizona Republic recently, and of course I forgot to bring it with me, so it's not exactly in front of me right now, but it was an update about the push to have a border fence through private donations. Can you give us kind of an overview how that is going? You've sort of spearheaded that.
Yeah, that's right. You know, last year in the Senate, I wrote a bill to collect funds privately from people across the country, and you know, my gosh, if the federal government's not going to do it, then somebody has to, because too many people that live along that border come to us. You know, I'm the vice chairman of our Border Security Committee. They come to us saying, we need help. You know, we don't need it in 10 years. We need it now. And what are you guys going to do? And, of course, it's a federal problem. I mean, you know, but when the feds do nothing, what are you supposed to do? So I started the website, buildtheborderfence.com. The first day the website went up, people from all 50 states across the country donated to it. And people all over the world have now donated to it. We've raised a few a few hundred thousand dollars, and we're ready to start actually putting something, you know, on part of that and part of the ranchers' properties down there on that border. And we've had a great response from the sheriff and some law enforcement officers down there. Who, if the Border Patrol won't sync up this technology we want to put down there, or if they won't do it because they're federal, we'll have our own local law enforcement take care of it. So we're real close to implementing what we think is going to help not only you know, secure the border, but help the people that live there. I mean, my gosh, it is, when you listen to these stories, it's you can't believe it's happening in our own state, in our own country, the way that these people live in fear and the way that the things that happen to them, it is just a shame. So they were the motivation for this, and within the next month or so, we expect to have something in the ground helping them all out.
And how much is this costing?
Is what costing?
The border fence. How much does it cost you per mile or whatever?
Sure. It's all contingent upon what we put down there. So to give an example, the Government Accountability Office, when they build a mile of a border fence, costs anywhere between about $2 and $6 million. Depends on what kind of fence you actually put up and what kind of structure you put there. I've got estimates at about 10 times underneath that. Okay, so we can do it anywhere between $500,000 and $1 million a mile, depending on what it is that we do. But then we've also got some people with some amazing technology that exists that can actually detect people walking, tunneling, digging, crawling, right? And that can get synced up in real time to law enforcement. So it's almost like, think of it like an alarm system. It can detect anybody moving across that border, low-flying, digging, crawling, or just walking straight across, or driving, within hundreds of yards. And now if you know that if you know who's coming, now it's easier for law enforcement to react. So again, we've got, there's things that we can do that way, that we can do it even less per mile. Now you can do it about $100,000 a mile. And, and a lot of that's called virtual fencing or things like that. So it's there's a lot of different options we have. And within the next 3 to 4 weeks, we're going to tighten up exactly what it is that we're going to want to start with on this initial push. The way it sits today with the money we've raised, depending on what scenario we go with, we can do about 10 miles of the border, which is pretty darn significant. And boy, we're looking to try to help some of those people out.
Former State Senator Steve Smith is with us. He is a Republican. He's in a three-way battle for two seats in District 11. What's the major issue, then, as far as you're concerned in this District 11 race?
You know, District 11 is no different than the state, frankly, no different than the country in terms of the big thing on everybody's mind, of course, is jobs and the economy, as it should be. And I'll tell everybody this, it's funny, when you look at what we've done in the Senate and in the legislature as a whole these last 2 years, first of all, we were over $1 billion in the hole, now we're about $600 million to the plus. So we balanced our budget for the first time in years. But not only that, we introduced and wrote legislation. It's called, the nickname is the Jobs Bill that we passed last year. Because of that bill and other pieces of legislation like it that we've passed these last couple of years to make Arizona a more friendly and inviting state to do business in, Arizona not too long ago was ranked nearly last in the nation in job growth. And in terms of in a recent report last month, we're as high as number 4 in the nation as jobs growth. So we went from almost last to 4th. Not only that, we are number 1 in the nation in startup businesses. So what's funny is every Democrat voted against those initiatives. So when the Republicans said, here's some good ideas to increase business and to turn Arizona's economy around and to bring jobs here, Republicans saw that, and we passed it through, we sponsored it, we voted for it, and every Democrat didn't. Well, now look what happened. We're 4th in the nation, number 1 in jobs, in startups. Basically, what I would tell District 11 constituents, and frankly the state, is look at what we've done. You've got to look at the model that proves to be successful, and you keep doing it. There's other pieces of legislation that didn't pass that could still continue to help. So we just keep going in year after year and leveling that playing field and make it the right atmosphere for businesses to flourish. Phoenix is now number 1 in the nation in home building. So we're doing a lot of right things. We just need to keep doing more of it.
Do you have time to take a quick question, Steve Smith?
Hey, that's my job.
There you go.
I'll take as many questions as you got.
From one of the Buckmaster Show listeners, we're going to go talk about, I think this listener wanted to talk, Bob. It's David. Border fence and prison labor. Go ahead, David. You're with Steve Smith.
Yeah, I was going to ask the senator. He was talking about the main priority is jobs. If the party's job is, why require that the border fence be built with prison labor as his bill did? Thanks.
Yeah, good question. So part of my bill that I wrote about the – can you hear me, Bill?
Yeah, go ahead. Okay. We heard David's question, and let's hear your response. Thanks.
Something I wrote in the bill was that we have the option of using inmate labor when we start working on the project on the border. Why? Because we dump a lot of money into the Department of Corrections, and this is a good way to actually get something out of, back in return. We have inmates working at the Capitol every day. We have inmates working all over the state every day. So I felt there's no difference in using them there. The reason the bill was written that way, it's an option. Okay, it doesn't mandate anything. But frankly, we need to make every dollar stretch as far as it can possibly go. Now, I've talked with a lot of construction firms, too. We're not ruling out anything. It was just an option put in the bill that we can use them for a lot of, manual labor. You still need construction firms to come in with heavy equipment and do a lot of the laying or pouring of cement or installation, whatever route is taken on this. The inmate labor was just an option. And frankly, I think it's about time we get something even more out of the billions we soak into the Department of Corrections. I think it's a good fit, and I think we should continue to use it all over the state.
Where can folks get more information about Steve Smith and the campaign?
My website is stevesmith2012.com, and of course, again, they can go to buildtheborderfence.com. And like you said, yeah, jobs is number one, but illegal immigration, I think, is 1A or 1B, however you want to look at it. It is a major problem we cannot stop looking at, and we've got to take care of both of them.
Steve Smith, thank you very much for being with us. Have a great day.
Oh, my pleasure. God bless, Bill. God bless all your listeners.
Thanks a lot.
Hi, this is Al Zaragoza, the voice of Culligan Water in Southern Arizona. Even the highest efficiency washing machine won't make your laundry soft and bright if you have hard water. It's the same for your dishwasher with spotted glasses. So why not call the Culligan man? Culligan now has a high-efficiency water softener that virtually eliminates hard water problems throughout your entire home. Your laundry is brighter and softer, glasses and shower doors are spot-free, and soaps and detergents last longer. Plus, it saves you up to 46% in water, salt, and energy. So if you're looking for ways to end hard water problems and save money around the house, a Culligan high-efficiency water softener works wonders. In fact, it makes all of your high-efficiency appliances work better and last longer. Thanks to Culligan, 100% satisfaction guarantee, your future, your home, and your laundry are guaranteed to be brighter. Call Culligan Water at 792-9700. 792-9700. Culligan. Better water, pure and simple.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Vero Amore restaurants are known as the place for authentic wood-fired Neapolitan pizzas, plus delicious pastas, panini, salads, and more. Every flavorful dish is homemade using the finest and freshest local and imported ingredients available. Vero Amore has two locations open daily, Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events.
Think credit unions don't have the locations or ATM networks that the big banks do? Think again. Pyramid Federal Credit Union offers fee-free ATM access at 120 ATMs in Southern Arizona and 60,000 ATMs throughout the country, plus free shared branch access at credit unions nationwide. And the convenience continues online with free bill pay and 24/7 online banking. So no matter where you are, you're just around the corner from Pyramid Federal Credit Union. What are you waiting for? Open your account today. Pyramid Federal Credit Union. Improve your financial life.
For 5 years, the RTA has been delivering our promise to you, finishing over 400 projects, including 5 major roadways, with more than a dozen projects underway, including the modern streetcar in downtown Tucson. Please use caution and obey all traffic signs. The RTA has ongoing support of expanded SunTran, SunVan service, SunExpress, and SunShuttle neighborhood service. Your tax dollars create jobs and make travel around our region faster and safer. The RTA, delivering our promise to you. Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley is a very special place, offering a continuum of health care in a resort atmosphere. Splendido received two 2007 Best of 50 Plus Housing Awards from the National Association of Home Builders for overall best continuing care retirement community and interior design. Splendido offers priority access to on-site assisted living, skilled nursing, and memory support care if ever needed. Find out more at SplendidoTucson.com.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. The Arts Report on Buckmaster, presented by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, family owned and run since 1985. Moe's specializing in custom frame mirrors, art for your walls, picture framing, and hanging services and hanging systems. Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing in the Interior Design Center at Fort Lowell and Dodge and at moesgallery.com. We welcome now Margaret Regan, the arts editor for the Tucson Weekly and the Buckmaster Show contributor on the arts. Margaret, how are you?
I'm good today, thanks, Bill. How are you?
Well, doing very well. Looking forward to your arts report, which is coming up in the weekly tomorrow night. It should be online and, of course, at the usual locations, the hard copy by Thursday. You look at an event happening over at the UA Poetry Center.
Yeah, there's quite an interesting exhibition over there. An artist who's been in town for many years, Beata Ware, is exhibiting her artist books. And, you know, artist books are handmade art objects that look like books, but they're not necessarily like the kind of books that you and I would read, because Beata, even though the exhibition is in the Poetry Center, which celebrates words and language, has made a whole bunch of wordless books. But they're quite charming. They're made out of metal discards that she finds around town and sews carefully onto paper and cloth. One thing interesting about these is she's a Polish immigrant to Tucson, and she says her works explore that experience of living kind of in an in-between world and not necessarily always understanding the language. So she explores that in Books Without Words.
And it's Beata, B-E-A-T-A, and the last name is W-E-H, is that right?
W-E-H-R.
Oh, E-H-R.
Yeah.
Okay, pronounced were.
I think it's where, but I'm not positive.
Other news from the Poetry Center, Gail Brown is stepping aside, the executive director, after 11 years there.
You may have heard this. She's done a great job over there, very dynamic leader. I think she came from California, San Francisco area. And one of her big jobs was, for years, the Poetry Center had had no permanent home. And they kept getting bounced from one little place on the campus to another. They had a very charming cottage when I first knew about them, but that's long since seen the wrecking ball. So her mandate was to raise the money to build a permanent structure, and she succeeded in doing that, and good for her. They hired Les Wallach over at Line and Space, a very interesting modernist architect, and I love the building that they built. I think it's been up now for about 5 years.
It's really a beautiful space. And did Gail indicate why she's stepping aside?
She didn't say. She said she's moving to Phoenix. I haven't spoken to her myself. I don't know. She said it's time to move on. She felt that the Poetry Center was in a good space and maybe time for new leadership.
Yeah, so they'll probably do a big search, a national search.
That's right. She's going to stay on until the end of the school year. They said they're going to begin the search in October, so it'll be quite interesting to see the direction the next person takes it.
Yeah, it takes over. Lots of theater going on. The Arizona Theater Company beginning their season now with a show called Next Normal.
Right, yeah, it sounds interesting. This is a Pulitzer Prize winner for drama. We don't often see musicals that win a prize for drama. Usually musicals, we think, light, fluffy, and fun. Well, this has apparently a very nice score, but it's a serious drama about family life. It's supposedly, it's about a suburban family coping with a crisis, and I guess evidently they burst into song from time to time. not to criticize it, I think it's an interesting thing that somebody's trying to use a serious serious story and use music. I mean, of course,
yeah,
that's what operas do all the time.
The New York Times calls Next to Normal a brave, breathtaking musical, so we'll see about that. It does contain mature themes and language.
Yeah, recommend it for adults.
Margaret Regan is with us. This is the Buckmaster Show Arts Report presented by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, moesgallery.com. The Shakespeare in the Park, that's been very popular in many cities.
Yeah.
And it comes to Tucson this weekend.
Yeah, and how fun. This is a local group, the El Rio Theater Project, and this is the sixth annual Shakespeare in the Park. And they used to do it over at Reed Park, but they've been doing it at Himmel Park for a while. If you'll recall, just west of the library in Himmel Park, there is an earth amphitheater, meaning it looks like a hill, but it's actually a man-made thing that they shaped this hill into an amphitheater. And you sit up on the hill and look down at what would be the stage, which is a flatter piece of ground below. So you can have a lovely evening out there listening to and watching The Taming of the Shrew while sitting on your blanket and eating a nice picnic.
Yeah, I was over there walking in Himmel Park. I like to do that on occasion, and I saw they had the set up for show. Yeah, so looks like it's going to be fun, and that's scheduled performances this weekend and next weekend.
Three weekends, actually.
Yeah, three weekends in a row, curtain time 7 p.m. Mm-hmm. for all of the events, and we should point out, maybe you just did so, the event is free.
It's free, but they're hoping you might find it in your heart to give them $5.
Music going on. This one you're going to check out yourself over
at
TCC.
Yes, I am. And as you know, I'm not that versed in music, but I am going to see Wilco on Wednesday night at the at the Music Hall at TCC. This is an uber-famous rock indie band. And, you know, I get my music advice from my husband, I have to say, and he tells me that these musicians out of Chicago may be the best band working in America today, which is how we happen to be going. I did see them 3 years ago at Centennial Hall, and that was a great concert. They do quite interesting lyrics. And a little tidbit we learned at that last concert, Jeff Tweedy, who a lot of people just idolize, he's their songwriter and band leader, he lived in Tucson as a young boy during his middle school years, and he went to Cross Middle School up on the northwest side.
Well, he'll be coming home then. This is a concert that I think will be very popular. Lots of interest in this group, and they were a major and are a major influence, their music, on your own son,
who has
a Chicagoland band Lake Signs.
That's right, and that's how I first found out about Wilco, I must say. My son Will, even back in high school, he's a young man now, 24, but even then he was a huge Wilco fan, and I did become enchanted with their lyrics. They're very interesting lyrics. And, yeah, he says it's a big influence on his Lake Signs band.
Speaking of bands, I like Irish bands, and I like the venue Burger Performing Arts Center. I've seen some concerts there. Actually, I've seen some Irish bands performing there, and we've got another one coming up.
Yeah, and all hail to Don Guest, who brings so many
Irish
bands to town. This is a band called Full Set, and they're very young. I talked to the their spokes guy, the Ullian pipe player. He's 23 years old, Sean McCarthy, and he told me that the oldest is 25. This is their first tour of America, and they're playing traditional Irish music. He told me that they make a great effort to seek out traditional songs that most of us have not heard before, and giving it their all. You know, a lot of the newer young bands try to incorporate some more modern elements. He said they don't really do that. They're pretty traditional. The music should be quite interesting.
They're from County Cork?
Well, he's from County Cork. I learned in speaking to him, and, you know, I love interviewing these Irish bands because, let's face it, they are nothing but charming. His speech, you know, his mannerisms. So he grew up in County Cork. Turns out not far from the ancestral Regan home.
Oh, that's interesting.
In Timoleague. And I believe you and I are distant cousins.
We are distant cousins. My mom was a Regan. So that's the homeland for us, I guess.
That's
back
right.
To...
He says there would be many Regans in Cork. Of course, with a much more charming brogue than that.
Margaret Regan, thank you very much for being with us. Have a great week.
You too, Bill.
Thanks a lot. The Arts Report on the Buckmaster Show is presented by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing. Family owned and run since 1985. Moe's, specializing in custom frame mirrors. They have some beautiful mirrors in there. Some nice art, too. Art for your walls, picture framing and hanging services and hanging systems. Moe makes house calls. He'd be glad to hang whatever you've got. Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing in the Interior Design Center at Fort Lowell and Dodge and at moesgallery.com. This portion of the Buckmaster Show also is presented by Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley. Splendido is a true continuing care retirement community. They would love to buy you breakfast this Thursday. This Thursday morning, 9:30, Hilton, Tucson East. Please say you heard about it on the Buckmaster Show. Call 762-4090. 762-4090, SplendidoTucson.com. Our bottled water on the Buckmaster Show is presented and brought to you by, and we enjoy it, Culligan Water, offering the best drinking water and the largest variety of water treatment products and services available to your home and business. Coming up tomorrow morning from 6 to 8, it's Wake Up Tucson with Chris and Joe. Guests include Thelma Grimes, editor for The Explorer, and author Dr. Kevin Lehman will be on the show from, I believe, the 7 to 8 o'clock hour answering questions. And then this afternoon, it's John C. Scott from 4 to 5 right here on KVOI. Have a great afternoon. I'm Bill Buckmaster. We'll talk with you tomorrow.
This is Michael Medved. Stay tuned for more Intelligent Talk on AM 1030 KVOI, Cortero, Tucson, The Voice.